And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military has announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army said that the pause would begin at 8 a.m. and remain in effect until 7 p.m. It says the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Dozens of world leaders have converged on Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to war-ravaged Ukraine, though any hopes of a real breakthrough are muted by the absence of Russia. More than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as they've ever been, and Kyiv is sticking to its demands that Russia leave all Ukrainian territory it has seized, and Moscow pressing on with its grinding offensive that has already taken large swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Despite Russia's absence from the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that he thinks the event could lay the groundwork for an eventual end to the war. Israel's military says that 8 soldiers have been killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. The army said Saturday, without elaborating, that the troops were killed in an explosion. The deaths will likely fuel calls for a ceasefire and heighten Israeli public anger over ultra-Orthodox exemption from the military. This is VOA News. Dozens of world leaders converged on Switzerland, and meanwhile, Hollywood's A-list and turning out for President Joe Biden's campaign at the glitzy fundraiser, headlined by George Clooney and Julia Roberts after the president came back from a gathering in the Group of Seven summit. Julia Roberts also joined George Clooney and Barack Obama. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel interviewed all four of them Saturday night at the event, the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. The Biden campaign says the event is expected to raise at least $28 million for his campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has suggested that President Biden should have taken a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him. In the next sentence, the former president and presumptive Republican nominee referred during a speech Saturday night to Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was a White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Johnson. The moment came as Trump was questioning Biden's mental acuity. Britain has put on display a birthday pageantry for King Charles III. The military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first appearance at a public event since her cancer diagnosis earlier in the year. Bystanders cheered as Kate joined other members of the royal family on a Buckingham Palace balcony at the end of the King's birthday parade. Haitian leaders have ousted France Elbi, the beleaguered director of Haiti's national police, following months of criticism that he was not doing enough to protect officers under the assault by gangs. A government official not authorized to speak to the media told the Associated Press Saturday that the former Haitian police chief, Normand Rameau, will once again take the helm of an underfunded and ill-equipped department that a UN report notes only has around 4,000 officers on duty at a time in a country of more than 11 million inhabitants. More than 1.83 million Muslims from around the world gathered at the sacred hill of Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia for worship and reflection on the second day of the Hajj pilgrimage. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat is considered the peak of the Hajj. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.